Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No one is more locked in.
From Thursday to Monday, no one is more locked into the NFL
than First and Pod.
Hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
Do you feel like the Vikings feel more like a team that will win a playoff game or finish in last place?
Man.
Oh, this is easy for me.
You're going to say last?
Yeah.
Why? Give me the elevator pitch.
I mean, if you believe in any of the advanced metrics, they were a bottom 10 team in the NFL. They were 27th in DVOA. They just get older. You know, like they had everything in the world go right for them in terms of one score games and injury luck and all of that this year. And Rodgers goes back to Green Bay. The Bears take a leap with Fields year two in the system. And the Lions are legit. And they have some negative regression. Like, if they just played to their stats, they would have finished third this year. They were better than the Bears. But if they just played to their stats, it would have, you know, they would have been okay. A game behind Detroit.
Here's the devil's advocate. If Brian Flores just makes them a league average defense, what kind of team are they? They're not winning 13 games again. That was clearly a fluke. But if they have the same exact offensive production, which doesn't seem like it was as lucky, like I think they were probably right where people expected them to be as an offensive team.
Pretty healthy, right? I mean, Bradbury, the center, got hurt at the end. Pretty healthy.
He's a free agent. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it's Cousins and Jefferson, Cook and Madison, and decent offensive line, and whatever else, Osborne and Hawkinson's back, you know, if they're with their coach, if they're a top 10 to top 12 offense and they're closer to like 20 or 15 defensively, which I think is doable in the NFC, I could see them winning a playoff game.
Yeah.
I think they could be 9-8 and win a playoff game next year without breaking a sweat. They're one of those weird teams for me that, like, let's say instead of winning 13 games, they lost 13 games and the roster was the same exact way it is now. I think people would look at them as a trendy team for next year.
Yeah.
If they had lost.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But that's, I mean, like, isn't that like a lesson one of economics? Buy low, sell high.
Yeah, but there's also like the gambler's fallacy that like what happened on the last coin flip is going to affect the next one. Which is like, oh, well, they had a lucky year. That means they're due for an unlucky year. No, maybe they'll just play to their level, which to me is like, what are they? Maybe
but that was my point, though. But playing to their level based on the metrics suggested that they were a bottom 10 team.
Well, if you go by DVOA, you'd be right about that. If you just
point differential.
Well, yeah, they got blown out in some games, which skewed that, but the numbers are the numbers.
17 game sample.
Sure.
You get to blow out teams too.
I got you. But I mean, on paper, if I'm ranking teams in the NFC, I would say that they're probably maybe fifth or sixth on paper. Who's better? Niners. Even with their quarterback questions.
Yeah.
Eagles, Cowboys, 3. Lions, 4. I can't definitively say Packers if Jordan Love's their quarterback.
Rams.
Okay. Five. Are the Giants better on paper than them? They beat them in the playoffs, but I wouldn't feel good about saying that given Jones' situation and Barkley and everything else there. So I don't know. I actually think they're going to start next year underrated because of how pissed off everybody was.
That's right.
That they achieved so much last
season. So if the win total was 7.5, you'd bet the over?
I bet the over, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Which is, you probably nailed it. It'll probably be like 8.
Yeah. So my Chicago Bears, what percent chance you give that they actually make the first pick in the draft?
I can't wait to hear your answer to this.
20%. 20%. And I think that half of that is they don't have a trade partner. And so they just take Will Anderson or Jalen Carter. And half of that is they shock the world and take a quarterback and trade Fields to Carolina for the 9th pick.
Okay. What's more likely if they keep the number one pick? Defense or quarterback?
Defense.
Okay.
I think that there is a chance that all of these quarterbacks are highly graded, but their grades are close enough and none of their grades are 1-1 that it ends up being like the 2017 draft, honestly, where most people had Mitch Trubisky as the top quarterback. Then most people had it Mahomes, but some had it Watson, some had it Mahomes. You know, like it was, there's a mix. But what everybody agreed on was Myles Garrett's the best player in the draft. So no one thought a QB was going one, even though clearly if you redrafted, Mahomes would go one. I think it's in play that Levis's inconsistent production and Young's size and Stroud's inconsistency with like when he would use his athleticism and the Ohio State quarterback thing.
He's not really that mobile.
But in the Georgia game, he kind of turned it on. Like Ohio State fans kind of feel like he just like never needed to in the Big Ten and then finally showed it. And they were like, man, if you would have done it, you would have been perfect.
Yeah,
like,
where were you? Where was that against Michigan, buddy?
Right. At least that's like the Ohio State fan narrative. But and then Richardson I could see it breaking where 4 quarterbacks go in the top 10, but no one's willing to trade up to 1 to have conviction on their guy. I could see that happening. And obviously we don't know until the combine and all that starts happening where it's going to become a little bit clearer. But so if they use the number 1 pick, I think it's because they don't have a good trade down partner. But I think, to be honest with you, like Houston would still probably trade like a 2nd and a 4th to move up from 2 to 1 as just an insurance policy, kind of like how Pace traded up from 3 to 2. Everybody killed that except me. And obviously we killed it because they got the wrong quarterback, but like trading a couple of mid-round picks if you have conviction to get your quarterback, it's just like taking out an expensive insurance policy on an expensive car. Like you don't trade multiple picks to move up one spot to take a defensive tackle. But if you're like, I am locking in that Indy isn't going to trade in front of me to take my quarterback that I want, and then I have to play him twice in the division. Like I could see a worst case scenario for Ryan Poles being trading down just one spot with Houston. So I think it's overwhelmingly likely that they trade down, but 20% that they make the pick.
Well, next week is going to be fun for you because they're going to talk to these quarterbacks at the combine, and the not interesting take on that will be, well, that's just what every team does. You talk to all these guys. You know, every team does that. But come on. You're telling me that those interviews they do with Young, Stroud, Levis, and Richardson, that they're not spending extra time or extra focus on that? They better be.
No, of course, man. What I've said is, and I'm a Fields guy, but I mean, I've said it 100 times. Like, I'll be devastated if they trade him. He's the most exciting offensive player I've ever seen wear a Bears uniform. That's not hyperbole. Quarterbacks bust out. He doesn't look like a bust. So it would be the ballsiest move I've ever seen a Chicago sports executive make. But having the opportunity to select the top quarterback in a draft class is a rare opportunity. You would be negligent to not seriously consider it and seriously scout these guys because Fields is still a question mark. He didn't have Justin Herbert's rookie year. You know,
how many passing yards did he have? 2,200?
Yeah, I should have that memorized, but it's embarrassing that I don't. But
2,600 maybe?
Yeah.
I know it's in that ballpark.
No, it's 2,250, 2,242.
Kenny Pickett had more passing yards than Justin Fields last year. Think about that.
Yeah. His completion percentage ticked up to 60%. Now, I can give you every caveat of what went wrong, how they changed offenses basically in the middle of the season, the Claypool acquisition, the Mooney injury, the pass blocking grades on his tackles, the not having a representative NFL center. Like I can go through the entire thing as to why it was what it was, but he's not a proven passer. He took way too many sacks. He's got a long windup. He missed too many of the layups, but he also had 15 plays probably where you were like, Jesus Christ, I'm not sure if there's three other guys in the world who could have made that play. And so Andy's got everything right between the ears, like all of the like leadership stuff, the swagger, the intangibles.
Oh
like,
yeah. I met him. I agree with you on that.
And that's what everyone says about Jalen Hurts. Like, that the work ethic and everything was perfect. So
I'm so jealous of you. Oh, you got a friggin'. You've got the best like 3 months.
It's so great. It's so great. I mean, the hypotheticals are endless, dude.
I know.
Someone nationally says something fucking stupid
every day
about it.
Yep. Every day.
It's insane. It really is great. All right, man.
Good stuff.
All right, so we'll do this next week. Subscribe, rate, review. You want to call it right now? What division are we doing next week? East?
You want to get the South out of the way?
Yeah, let's get the South out of the way. God, the NFC South is depressing.
All right, dude.
All right. Thank you, Spencer Ray. He's Andrew Filippone. I'm Danny Parkins. Tell a friend about First and Pod. Thank you. Peace. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.